Yo, what's good? How y'all doing today? It's Real Talk Crew in here. As y'all already know, y'all got Zai.
It's actually Tay that go first.
But you ain't want to start. So today, it's Zai, then it's Tay. And in the building, we got our man, Sign here. Say what up to him real quick, man.
What's up?
Sign, if y'all don't know him, he is a crazy rapper out here doing his thing. He's from Lynchburg. Born in Lynchburg. From VA Beach. So, repping 7-5?
7-5-7.
That's all I need to know. I rep 7-5 to the day I die. I'm letting him know.
I'm not sure about that.
He repped the foe. He repped the foe. I ain't gonna knock. Yeah. Yes. I ain't gonna knock the people in the foe because there's too many of them out here. So, right. I ain't gonna make it out this building if I do. But just know, 7-5 all the way.
Right.
But go ahead, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a producer. Matter of fact, I do everything in music besides singing. I haven't mastered that yet.
Oh, but it's just on the way.
I was gonna say, are you trying to?
Yeah, I'm trying to do that.
But he ain't mastered it yet, but it's in the hosting.
Coming. Yeah.
All right.
I rap, dance, make my own beats, write my own lyrics, got my own copyrights. So I just finally just said, yo, forget it. I'm gonna just become a label, have like Cypher be a brand, not just an artist.
Okay. So you're trying to be like your own thing, branch off and have your independent type thing and create your own label with it.
Right.
That's good. A lot of rappers doing that nowadays too, which I mean, I applaud because, you know, it's nothing like making your own money out here.
Your own money and you have control of your own possession. Just like now, like with your bank account, you don't got your parents or nobody digging into your money.
Yeah, ain't nobody checking up how much money you got now. This, that, the third. When you're doing your own thing, you know what I mean? The label's not checking up on you. You don't got to do stuff by a certain date. You can really focus and do your own thing about that certain amount of time.
Partnership is dope though.
Partnership. So what do you mean by partnership?
Like if somebody gave you opportunity to be like, all right, well, if for like 2 years, if I give you tour dates, for example, and you work with me and I can get you the shows, can I get this amount of percentage? But you're not under that person. You just being like, all right, well, you looking out for the shows. I don't have to do that. And I can just hop on stage and get bread.
Got you. Okay. I see that. I like that. It's like just working together instead of just like working for somebody. It's two independent people trying to come together and make
like two businesses.
Basically. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What inspired you to do
music?
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, my dad, he was driving the Explorer. Yeah. We're going way back.
That is fine.
Explorer. The Ford Explorer.
I'm about to say, I know it's that Ford, the big old, the big body joint. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, he had that, and he had like subs in the back, like some big ass ones. And he was playing 50 Cent Candy Shop. Oh, and as soon as I got in the car, I was vibing. So I was just like, yo, I like this. I wasn't really like into, because I was raised in a Christian family. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to Kirk Franklin, Todd Tribbett, like on the way to church, on the way to school. I used to go to CRC, Calvary Revival Church. They had a school in Norfolk over here. So I used to go there all the time. And 50 Cent is probably the first hip-hop song I listened to. Him and Nelly, which inspired me to do rap. So I went home and I started writing the lyrics. I went on YouTube. That's when I started hopping on YouTube, too, because I was new to everything. So I was writing down the lyrics, and I was acting like I was 50 Cent. So I'm just vibing to the beat, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And eighth grade is actually what made me be like, yo, I'm going to just be myself. So.
Man, that's dope, bro. That's a great story to come out. 50 Cent and Nelly, because them two right there, those legends in the hip hop game. You already know they set the bar high, and they had them as your idols. That's a big thing. You know, there's big shoes to fill. But trust me, I believe you get there though. But I was on me. All right, I guess I'm gonna roll the dice on this one. let me not even say classify. What's like your favorite? Because you know, it's always different types of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, you got drill, all that stuff. What type of hip hop you think you make?
I just say I make inspirational like hip hop music.
So you, when you rap, you really be talking about stuff.
Yeah, facts.
So like, you're not in the mumble rapper.
No, I ain't doing none of that.
Good.
When I step in the studio, like auto tune is not even in my mind when I'm in the studio. I just want people to hear like my normal voice that you hear right now.
Yeah, that's good because I can't stand the mumble rapper. I promise you, every song, you hear that in every single song. Look up at any song, any Moneybagg Yo, Young Dolph, I don't care who they is, anybody. You're going to hear
Hold on, don't talk about Young Dolph.
I'm going to talk about all of them. You
I'm going to.
You're going to hear any, everything I just said, you're going to hear at least one time in the song, in the ad-lib or in the actual lyric.
Right.
Which is stupid, bro. Because I can nowadays, I can't even listen to a song and tell who's the artist.
Yeah, because it sounds so similar.
Yeah, I was just talking to my roommate about this the other day. Like, he was playing a song. I think it was actually Young Dolph. And I swear,
I
thought...
Is he going to the concert?
He was going to go, but he ain't had nobody to go with at the time. So he sold
Why
it.
Why he didn't?
He ain't had nobody to go with. I don't know. I won't go in.
Man, all these celebrities here already. He should have bagged somebody. Like,
man, look,
Pusha here right now, chilling.
Who?
Pusha.
Where he at?
He chilling around in P-Town. Somebody told me like 2 weeks ago. He saw him in the Range Rover.
Wow.
Oh yeah, he getting ready for what's his name? Something. Ain't he has
something in the water. He performing.
I'm not going to that.
Yeah, me neither. Bro.
I'm not going to that.
I was gonna go.
I was, but.
Tickets sold out like that.
What's your reason why you not going?
Financial reasons.
Financial reasons.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Nah.
What's your reason?
Okay. It's a long, short story.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I planned on going. Whoa, we on live. Chill out. Told them chill out before we got up here. They keep playing with my emotion. But anyway, I planned on going. I had the money and everything.
Uh-huh.
But I went like. I knew tickets came out on that Friday.
Yeah.
So I went to sleep thinking, like, okay, when I wake up, I'm about to buy the tickets. Because they went out, like, 12 or something. So it's 12. I wake up at, like, 12:05. My friend texts me, oh, you get your tickets? You get your tickets? I was like, no, I'm about to go get my ticket right now.
Mm.
I go online and get my ticket. Sold out. I'm like, yo, it just came out 4 minutes ago.
I had the money several times. I just didn't want to go.
Bro, well, I heard.
I
heard it's, like, 200-something.
Oh, yeah. It's up there now. It's $250 plus the additional fee. It's like $50 fee.
It's like a $50 fee. Then it's like some other fee that's taxed. And then we don't have cars down here. That means I'll have
who
to
ain't go got
down
no car.
Here. Well, I don't have my car down here.
Shoot.
That means I will have to go to the beach and stay. No, I'm not doing all of that.
And you can't even hop on the beach without being escorted from their bus.
You can't even go on the beach?
You can't even, bro. They block everything. You can't drive to the beach. You had to get on the bus, and the bus takes you to the
beach. Basically, you had to pay to go to beach weekend this week?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's whack.
Why it's extra fees. Like.
So, I'm not going to beach week either.
Bro, that's why I said, man, like, my views on that is y'all haven't been here for years. Y'all shouldn't be charging us, period. Y'all should be doing some J. Cole type of stuff where you pay for your fans. Like, yo, we home. Like,
right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Showing love.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is it the fact that everything, like, $250, man, that's like... car payment.
And then think about all of the people that's going.
Like, if I'm thinking car payment and everybody's like, yo, I'm going to the water, I'm going to be thinking of responsibilities. Like,
yeah, that's why I
can't. That car got to get paid for.
Because I have to pay $150 phone bill every month. So like,
right. Ooh, yeah, get that. Yeah, I'm going to need that phone. I'm going to have to take that phone. Well, I'm going to take that phone. Ain't no point in being something in the water. You can't call nobody.
Right.
Hey, yo, where y'all? Oh, man, I ain't got no Wi-Fi. And you go, yo, that's embarrassing. Like, imagine, like, you trying to get a shorty number or something like that. And she's like, oh, yeah, just call me real quick. Just call me if I can get your number. Like, oh, I ain't really got no Wi-Fi right now. But when I get to when I get back to the room, I got you. Yo, you're not going to walk around with her number, bro. She's just going to look at you like you stupid and say, yeah, just lose that.
Can't even text
her. That's so trash. But, nah, like, he came home, like, and just taxed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I've been going to beach weekend. Since I got into high school. So
yeah, same here.
It's been free. Like, it's been free. Even with, like, no big names, no nothing. Everybody just go out to beach weekend just to have a good time, have fun. So I'm expecting now I'm in college. Oh, it's about to be a whole nother level
Can't even go.
Can't even go.
Nowhere, bro.
You can't even go.
You got to travel away from the beach to have fun.
So where is the bus picking them up from?
I don't know.
So you got to go to the bus.
Just know that the beach going to be shut, like, controlled.
So because you think you can walk on?
You can walk on there, but every business on there is shut down.
So what's the
After that, no clubs, no nothing. Oh, they making money that night. People paying $250 a ticket.
They making money. I know the beach is big.
Yeah.
They had to buy them out some way though. They had to because they know if I own a shop on that strip, I'm not closing down. Especially I know you got this festival going on.
All that money they get in and all this money they charging, bro, this shit they invest that and build a Hollywood down here.
Hollywood, that'd be dope. But now they for real trying to do that, what's that project? It was something about the beach that's why he taxing so much where he about to do something, add something to the beach or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But he got some project going on that's supposed to be I don't know if it's supposed to be beneficial or not, but it's something that's going on. He's going to add something down here.
I know I did see him talking to the people with Airbnb, but I'm not sure what actually supposed to be going on with that.
He just made me mad. It just don't make no it don't make no sense, bro, man.
It's as simple as just chill for like, if I was that big, bro, I have all this money in the bank just chilling. Automatically, I'm gonna be like, all right, for spare time for a year, you know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing to do, no tours or nothing. I'm gonna just walk around to my hometown and at least half the people of the state that look up to me, I'm gonna walk up to them and shake their hand and inspire them and be like, yo, you can do the same shit too. Not just walk around and be like, all right, I'm gonna charge y'all $250 a ticket, and then when the show's over or whatever, I'm gonna dip.
Cause that's basically, yeah, that's basically what happened. Like, bro, like, yeah, yeah, I'm gone.
Like,
I'm
yo,
gone. I don't feel like the ticket should have been $250. Honestly.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
I don't know. I'm $250.
It's other concerts that's out of me. That's out of my mind. That's cheaper than that.
Facts.
I mean, but
and they're like, nice,
right?
I mean, it's a whole lot of people coming. The fact that's bugging me is they shutting down the whole beach. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So
like, the
name.
Festival, I kind of get it because, you know, it's a festival. I mean, not to compare it, but, like, Coachella, Rolling Loud, those mm-hmm. still festivals. That's, like, mad expensive, but you got mad people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Something in the Water, you're going to have a lot of people performing
they have,
for 3 days. So, I mean, the price isn't bad, but it's just the fact that they're shutting down a whole entire event. That annual event that college kids around
us
this
all.
Whole East Coast looks forward to. Dude,
and
just shutting
down,
it
bro.
Down and just making us pay for it. No, we broke.
Yeah, bro.
I'm in college. I have no money right now. Like, all my money's going to tuition and food. This is not going to.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
$250 right. to see y'all perform?
I'm worried about how I'm gonna pay for school next year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not thinking about watching y'all perform. I don't
perform,
even care.
Like, that better be very beneficial for you to pay that amount of money. When I go there, I want to meet and greet for
right.
free.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to get the VIP package for that.
Oh, yeah, that's another 100.
That's exactly what it is, bro. That is already the MVP package, the
$250. Like. $50 fee. That, yo, they paid. If you got the little VIP joint, that had to be at least a $300, $350.
Yeah.
Because I know they had that, like we said, they had that $50 charge, and it was already $250 by itself. You had that $50 charge. I know it was another charge in there somewhere. That's like 350 beans.
Bro, and they haven't. They just recently said that King Combs having an after party.
Here?
Wow. Here.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Migos is getting a mansion here. J-Lo's coming, too.
Oh, my God.
All these people are coming.
Wait, does that include it in the VIP joint?
No, that includes, like, them just being here.
Oh. Well, yeah, you got to know somebody to know somebody to get in there.
Get up in there, boy.
About to say, that's
Migos about to be lit.
About to say, and Quavo just had a birthday not too long ago. Oh, they finna turn up. It's finna go crazy in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. They,
the three-day VIP package is $500.
Bro.
Jeez, is that before tax or after tax?
Now, that is an apartment payment.
That's my meal plan for next semester, bro.
Right. I don't have them.
Bro, that's how much I paid for my car insurance and my phone bill put together.
Oh, my God. $500.
Without those two things, I can't even get to the festival. Like.
Yo. They don't even. I'm done talking about this. Let's get back to you. Let's get back to your music.
Yeah, because
that really just blew $500. I'm done. So when was the first time you can say you actually recorded a song?
Oh, man.
Or wrote your
that's
first
legendary because that was on an iPod 4.
Oh, taking it back.
Oh, man.
Oh, we going back. Y'all talk about the Explorer.
And it wasn't even GarageBand. It was just like the video, like the recording video.
Oh, so you just straight up recorded it.
And what I did is put it on the little MP3 converter,
mm-hmm.
made it as like a audio, and just upload on SoundCloud.
That's dope. That was creative. I probably would never thought about that. I'm never going to lie. Like, that's out the box type thinking, man. That's tough. So what was the name of it?
It was Endure Love. It was about this girl.
Yeah. First song was a love song. First song was a love song.
Yeah, wow. Man. Yeah, that J was funny. Hey, I got the girl though.
You got the. Like, okay. So it all worked out.
Yeah.
You made your first song.
Mm-hmm.
made your first love song. Yeah. And you got the girl. Yo, you 3 for 3. My man's is 3 for 3 right now. Like, what's going on? Like, you can't mess with him right now. Y'all, like, you already winning by having your first song. And then your first song being a love song about a girl. And you, at the end of the day, get the girl.
Yeah, bro.
That's dope. It's over. I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with your name?
Man, I was always good at freestyling to any beat. Like, me and the beat make love every time I hop on it. So
that's how you know you're about this stuff. We made love, man. I didn't kill the beat. Yeah. We made love.
Every time they play a beat, I'll just be freestyling. Like, it don't even have to make sense. I was like, at least the last word rhyme with the first word, the last sentence with that, straight. You know what I'm saying? Killing it.
You got the bandana on too tight. Come on. I see you put the cypher on your chain. Iced out cypher.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been trying to freestyle too. It don't be working out. I ain't even gonna lie.
My head hurt.
But but as long, like you said, as long as the first word, the last word rhyme with the word that I gotta say right behind it, it makes sense. I mean, it don't make sense, but it makes sense in my head.
Yeah.
So when I'm rapping, I ain't gonna lie, I think I'm crazy. Yeah. But like, I record it and I play it back when I'm not actually in the zone. Yeah. I'm like, yo, this was horrible. This wasn't it. I need to find another profession because obviously rapping ain't it.
Stay in school.
Stay in school. I can't do it. Yeah, that's rapping ain't for everybody though.
Yeah, it's not, bro. And it's now to this point where you don't even gotta have the talent to rap. You can just hop on the beat speak for you.
Honestly. Yeah. And you can do so much in like the booth, like the producer.
Yeah.
The producers, they can do so much to like alter your voice, change everything. I'm just like I'm convinced Lil Baby don't sound like that. I don't care what nobody says. Ain't no way.
No cap, I feel like we could try it.
Try what? Did you not just hear what I just said? I
feel like we could do it.
Do what?
You
might get up with Sai or something. You ain't making no song with me. I ain't put myself out there like that. I got me tripping.
The producer does don't the producer do like the, I don't even know what I'm ready to say.
It's the music engineer.
Yeah.
He does the boards just like that in the studio. The producer is the one that makes the beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what goes down in the studio? Like, who is who in a studio? Who does what and what's their name?
So automatically, the artist has to be the director. Like, that's why it says, like, if you see Southside 808, Zaytoven, TMA, they always say directed by. Directed is like when you're in the studio telling, hey, yo, turn the volume up here, or we need to invite such and such to the studio. You're basically taking control of the whole room. That's what they do. The executive producer, basically, there's multiple producers sometimes. Like Southside 808 will work with TMA8 together on a beat. One person will be the producer, but the other one is the executive producer because he's the one that was basically controlling half the sounds.
Okay.
So that's what's going on in the studio for real. When I go up in there, I'll be directing all the shit.
Oh, yeah. So you gotta make sure your whole vision get played out, right?
Because my sound is different, bro. Like, I'm not on no, you know what I'm saying, auto tune, this is that. When I hop on the track, bro, I'm speaking facts. Like, I got to. Like, that's it.
I mean, that's good, though, because it's hard. Like I said, I'm going back to the mumble. I'm gonna come a mumble rap for the next. How long we got? 20 more minutes?
Yeah.
What? 20 for this next 12 minutes? I'm about to kill mumble rap people because I hate them. They get on my nerves. But yo, like, you can't. I hate when people rap and they don't be talking about nothing.
Nothing.
Like when you rap and you literally not talking about nothing or either the same thing the next rapper's talking about. How do you consider yourself an artist? Like, that don't make sense. You're not an artist. You're just a copycat.
I got a question for y'all. I always be thinking about this since y'all are Norfolk, you know what I'm saying?
All right, what's up?
What are y'all views as far as the Norfolk rappers here, like, as a whole? Because in Virginia Beach, we got, right now, is what's his name? Beach Boy Tay, okay? Y'all heard him.
Yeah, a couple of times.
That's probably the only name that's booming in Virginia Beach. But there's so many other artists that are way better than the people that they're pushing. Mm-hmm. And I seen a lot of strong talent from Richmond, better than the people from Norfolk. They had people from Richmond be on some fashion shit.
Yeah,
Norfolk just be on some, like, they only promote like the hood shit that we see already on BET.
Yeah, they promote whatever's popping. Sure,
exactly.
Ain't nobody trying to do nothing different out here.
I'll give Norfolk props for the outfits. Like, they look fly. But it's like the talent, though. Like, y'all can't be pushing. That's not the right area.
Me personally, I don't really rock with a lot of artists out here, a lot of rappers and stuff like that. Because, I mean, I know one rapper that I really think is dope, but I went to high school with him. Mm-hmm. But he's like a rapper. Like he talks about, we know what he rapping. Like, see, he's not a mumble rapper, so that's why I really rock with him. But everybody else, like, they're mumble rappers, you know what I mean? And I haven't really heard nothing new, or somebody just besides the dude I'm talking about now, his name is Willie G. Besides him, I haven't heard anybody talk about anything in their raps.
Yeah.
Only thing I really like about out here is I feel like in Norfolk or in the 7-5 period, we have a lot of beat makers. I don't know if you call them producers or, you know, whatever you guys want to call them.
We do have a lot.
We have a lot of those. Now, a lot of people I think real talented who can make some crazy fire beats out here. Yeah, that's where I feel like we come up.
And right.
Honestly, the rap though, like making it sound like actually talking on the beat, we don't have nothing. Nobody real out here for real.
That's what I'm saying, beat makers. I haven't heard nothing. Are they all the same? Like, I checked out the this girl named Official Savage, something like that, the one that signed the G Herbo
joint.
Yeah, so she can. I like the way she comes off on her songs. Just put down the guns a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's promoting what the white people out here, you know what I'm saying, be killing us for. And you promoting the same stuff to shoot the same people that your own blood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you want to push something and rep something, be strong with it completely. Don't be set an example. You know what I'm saying? Don't hop in the industry and be alike. Just be yourself. Like, that's what I feel like a lot of artists from Virginia are trying to do. That's what I'm saying, bro, as far as it's something in the water, these artists, these celebrities coming back, you know what I'm saying? But they need to give back. They don't need to come back.
Need to give back. That's
you know
the quote of the day. Don't come back, give back.
Give back. New York, Cali, and all these other places got help. We're so confused up in here. We trying to ride waves. We don't know where to go. We riding the water and the wave. We ain't going nowhere. But the water with the waves.
We ain't doing nothing but riding the wave. We need to create our own wave, We need to find something
It's hard to do that here when it's a trap here, for real.
Basically.
You ain't working at Home Depot or something, being a full-time manager. You just, dead.
If you
got to sell weed or something.
You got a job, or you in a shipyard, or you selling dope. Like,
right, man, you got to.
Ain't nothing for me personally. I don't really think. I wouldn't say it's nothing here, but for me personally, it's nothing here for me. Like, that's why
I'm leaving.
Yeah, we already got a master plan. We got to get out because we're trying to go to Atlanta.
You
we
feel like it's a trap, right? Out here.
Yeah, it's not like I feel like I'm suffocating.
I wake up, all I see is the beach and the mall.
Damn.
They already shut down Shaka's. What else they going to shut down? They already shut down Vertigo. We about to have a state full of just museums.
Basically,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
He ain't lying.
Yeah,
he ain't lying. That's like, all we got is museums and a couple.
Ocean
malls.
Breeze about to be the new oceanfront.
We got mad beaches, dirty ass beaches. We ain't even got the good beaches. We got the dirty beaches. Then you got they trying to turn a community into a better place. But I don't even like what they're doing with that, because like it's putting out a lot of people out of homes too in the same way.
Prices are going up. Gas prices going up.
It's like $2.50 a gallon right now. That shit in my pocket hard.
It's $3 somewhere. If you're not with Sam's Club, you know, join that. And your gas will go.
Do I really want to start walking?
You got the BJ's.
Do I really
get your 5%?
Get that BJ's card. You playing with it. Get that BJ's card. Yeah, go ahead, swipe that. Scan it. Go ahead, get my discount.
We trying to have everybody be members of something.
Because they try to tax you for everything out here. And then, Virginia, like you said, it is a trap. Like, if you can only fall into certain categories, there's nothing really out here for you at least not yet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My plan, what I really want to do, is when after I go out and I make a name for myself, after we do our thing, what we got to do, I really, like you said, I want to come back.
Right.
Because I've always had a dream about making, you know, I feel like you got to start with the youth, you know what I mean? So I always had a dream, like, starting a youth club or, like, a youth teen center where kids, you know, young ages, 18 and under, maybe even, you know, 18, 19, because those are hard years too. Mm-hmm. But they can come and go, and they can learn certain things. They can learn skills. They can learn trades.
Right.
You know, other things that you won't learn by being in Virginia. You know, I can learn some things outside of Virginia. I can bring it back. Mm-hmm. But they can see it's more out there than just selling dope, working at a shipyard, or working in the mall.
Because there is more than that out there.
But if you stay, like, if you live to all your life, though, that's all you know.
Right.
Because it's not like... Before, the only reason I knew of something different is because my dad has family in other states,
mm-hmm.
and we visit people in other states, and they're doing big things over there.
Right.
But if I didn't do that, I probably would think the same thing is really nothing else for me to do. And I probably never went to college if I would have known that, because that's a waste of money if all I'm going to do is be back here working at the shipyard.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that's my master goal, is just to try to come back and give it to the community, because if you don't give it to the community that you came from, then you're not really helping, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're not really doing nothing.
Right.
You could make it. You can get big and popping all you want to, but if you don't come back and give back, all that was for nothing, for real. In my eyes. So,
and a legacy, bro, doesn't really involve with just your family. A legacy can be your people, too. Mm-hmm. Like, as a whole. And it ain't even got to be no race thing. It can just be like, I'm going to give back to everybody. Because you get back to Virginia, Virginia has nobody that has came back. Except football athletes actually look back more than the artists do.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there's two football players that come back here, throw a festival, went those festivals
for
the kids.
I don't know who. I think it was
Cam. I forgot what his name was.
I know Cam Chancellor had something in Norfolk State not too long ago.
Yeah.
But, Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
He comes back a lot because he comes back a lot. Yeah. I wouldn't even say Mike Vick. I don't know. He used to when I was little. I ain't gonna lie. He used to come. I guess when he was in the league, he used to always come back. But other than that, the only person I can really think of is Tyrod. For real. But, AI don't do nothing either. I went to his high school. I ain't never seen that dude once. I went to Bethel. I only seen him one time. So
how much time we got?
5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. 8.
5 more minutes. All right, before we get out here, let's go ahead and ask you. If there was anybody out here, anybody in the whole music industry that you can work with, dead or alive, who would it be?
Ooh. Who would I want to work with? You know what? On some different, I would want to work with Selena, the one that died.
Oh, okay.
Have her as Latino, a feature.
The Latino singer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. That'd be a nice little, that'd be a nice little different way to, you know, throw out some hip hop.
Instead of J-Lo, I'm going to have Selena.
Right. I'm going to have Selena. She sing better. I'm sorry.
And then, you got
and she look good.
Look way better.
You got a project that's getting ready to come out soon?
Yeah, so June 7th.
Go ahead, talk about that.
Ooh, so that album is going to be amazing, actually. I want to make sure everybody is, like, focused on it. Because I'm actually speaking on a lot of things that I have been experienced to, because I'm adopted, too. So people, it's like a lot of stories that people don't know about me, mm-hmm. that they find a lot of these artists that are coming out very interesting. I'm like, yo, I got a story that will draw your attention. So in this album, I'm talking about everything. Like, this past, I think it was February, January, my grandma died. So I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm observing energy. That's what I do when I focus on a human. Like, when I'm talking to them, I'm paying attention to all things, like, that they're doing. So when I'm down there in South Carolina, still some people fake crying, you know what I'm saying, in the church. And I'm observing that. Like, random people that weren't even part of the family just crying. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just, like, observing energy. And with my family, I learned that we definitely can come close together, which us Black families, we can come close together if we're open to our parents. You know what I'm saying? That's your judgment is strong with our parents because they kick you out about 18 years old just because they want to save money or whatever. But mind you, you got these Asians, Philippines, and all these other races. They wait until you are financially good and they look after you. So I started realizing that with my family, which I'm adopted into a Black family, and I'm preserving that. And I'm like, wow, we can really, like, be strong if we accept one another and level up as a family. Mm-hmm. That's what Philippines do all the time. They take the kids, throw them into a business, and say, oh, I'm going to make you a manager. I'm the founder. Since you're my son, I'm going to go ahead and make you manager. You're going to be making $20 an hour at the age of 17. Shit like that, bro. Imagine if you was in that position, how much money you would have right now.
I'd be straight. Because half the time, they still living in the same house. So you ain't got to pay rent, nothing like that. You just got to work, move yourself along, and then find your path, and you be straight.
They do that to the kids when they're young. You know what I'm saying? So when they older, that's why you see these kids rocking Jordans every time they new drop, and they still chilling, driving a Beamer. We over here getting where we need to go, paycheck to paycheck, because our parents is like, figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like, throw it out there. If you're going to swim or you're going to drown, one or two.
If there's guidance, every time until you die, you will always succeed. You're not perfect. There's always something new in life to learn. And when you're kicked out into the world, you're 18 or 21 or whatever, you got to learn it by yourself. You're grasping so much at one time, it's not possible. Like, say if you know what I'm saying, you have a kid coming soon. Your parents didn't teach you, like, you know what I'm saying? But you're in a situation, you just having fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now you got a kid coming soon. Parents kicked you out. You got an apartment. You got to find a car. Car is going to take care of the baby and the house. You know what I'm saying? When you get to the house, to leave the house and get to work, you got to find a job. That's the fourth thing.
Find a job.
Find a job. Then when dental and hospitals things are expensive, all that's coming at one time. But when you're raised in a household that with guidance, every time you like, no matter what age it is, you're good. Yeah. Oh, mom and dad, yo, man, I'm sorry, but such and such happened. Need help with the car. You know what I'm saying? The car accidentally crashed it. Bam, I got you.
That's like me every week. I always need money for some mom. Can you send me money to pay my phone bill, mom?
Facts.
Like,
oh, my God.
And the world makes it seem like you are you're dependent, not independent. Bro, you're always independent. One drop of black, you're black. Mm-hmm. One thing that you do, you take care of one independent thing, bro, you're independent. Because that one thing can apply to anything else.
Yeah, you're right.
There's so many things. Human is not a fucking alien. Like, you're built to focus on one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes things perfect. But the world don't understand that. And I powerfully address to people that go through the same situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be struggles, bro, in life. So if you ever want to tackle things in life, like, let things come at you. Like, negative energy is made to come at you. Like, that's how it is. But if you ever want to succeed in life, you just got to let it happen. Chill. Like, blaze up or whatever. Do what you got to do. Let the negativity energy, just like people joke you. If you don't entertain that, then what's going to happen? They're going to look stupid. Right. You're going to keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to succeed because you're not worried about that. You got goals. That's the same thing with life. Like, anything that hits you, okay, well, you got court, this and that. Calling it, you know, like, hey, extra time to pay for my stuff. Bam, we get that bread, take care of it, keep it moving. Don't be stressing. Stress is the main thing to kill people.
Right.
Besides drugs.
I can't be 19 years old with a piece of gray hair in my head. I got too much hair.
Stress give people heart attacks,
all that, bro.
You don't need none,
you
know what of that. Saying? So
yeah,
to this your project, you guys said June 17th?
June 7th. And I might have a release album party on June 6th.
On June 6th?
Yes, it's going to be on the beach.
Let us know. Wait, on the beach, y'all not charging $250, right?
Oh, no.
Like that? All right, make it short.
I'm going to let y'all know. Also, I've been, because I'm a, thing about me is I love numbers. When mm-hmm. I was in school, math was my favorite thing. So I love business and entrepreneurship. So I handle a lot of my business transactions and stuff like that. So what I'm telling people is, if you bring five people, then I'll get it half off for you. You know what I'm saying? That's
so. How much was the? What do you think the price would? How much will y'all make the price?
So I'll just do $5, bro. I'm not no. You know what I'm saying? Ain't Drake. $250, two little dollars and two quarters. You know,
two little quarters. I got
bam.
It.
Bam.
I can
afford that. That's it.
I think that's in my budget. I think $250 or $5 is my budget.
Yeah, bro.
I could afford the $5, but since he's gonna let me get it for $250,
I can afford that. You know, I got a couple quarters in the room or something like that.
So yeah, man, tell your people, man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be at a vape shop on 19th Street. It's nice. It has LED lights everywhere. It's big, large, or whatever. I'm thinking about having my mentor. He's a DJ, too. Mm-hmm. And we're going to perform like two or three of my songs, see if everybody rocks with it. I was thinking about having a listening party. I don't think I want a listening party because every time I tell people about music, they already rock with it. So I'm like, all right, that's a listening party right there.
Right.
I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to have a concert. And I'm thinking about having it somewhere. I think it's called The Box or someplace around Norfolk. It's like outside has like a backyard. So I'm going to have like my little concert there. And whoever shows up at the album release party is guaranteed like half off of anything that I want at that moment of time. If I say tickets, if I say anything, like, I'm thinking about crazy shit like having party buses and stuff, like having fun. Like, I want this.
I actually had spoken earlier about
a show. Yeah. So, at the same way, like, since he was talking to me about a show, like, I would love for y'all to help y'all promote y'all brand. You always need to be like vendors or ambassadors for something. And it'll be sweet for y'all to have like your microphones just walking around, like, hey, yo, what y'all think about the performance? Blah, blah, blah. We're Real Talk Radio. Then we're Real Talk Radio. Oh, word, like, bam, that's a connect. Like, people are looking for talk shows like this. Like, that's dope.
Yeah,
I would
love
for that to happen around. Like, that would be sweet. And if y'all bring people, I've been thinking, like, whoever brings people, you took the time to show love to my event, why not make money off of that? So if tickets is $10 or $20, y'all get half of that for whoever.
Bam. Oh, bad. Yeah, we could definitely talk some business for real, chop it up, for real. Right. So, like, one more question before we got to talk off the air, In that's 10 years, where would you see yourself and your music career?
Ooh, I already made it.
Already made it.
Already made it.
He's already there.
He's already there. in the big picture already. So what would you want your biggest accomplishment to be after you're said and done? What would you want your biggest accomplishment?
My biggest accomplishment is to at least put in every heart in the world that negative energy is not even that serious, bro. And one thing I wanted to pinpoint, which is facts, is there is no Jesus or God, bro. Like, you are a God yourself. Like, there is even says in the Bible that you are an image of God. So that means you're what? A God. So don't look at anybody as if, you know what I'm saying, that they're better than you. Everybody has a special talent. Like, you're better than me in something. Like, I might be nice with dancing and spitting, but there's something that when it comes to competition with what you good at, you whoop my ass with that shit, bro.
Yeah,
like,
see me on the track, son. See me on the track.
You know what I'm saying, bro? It's just like that, man.
I feel that.
I got one. Traveling. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's a good thing about a podcast. We can cut it.
Right. What was the question? Have you been anywhere, and where do you see, have you planned any trips as to far as traveling-wise?
Recently?
Yeah.
So, I really, really, like, low-key, I wanted to save this juice, but I'm going to just let it fall. So, I'm planning on trying to perform in London. Oh, so, wow.
I can't afford to go that far. California was enough for me.
Yeah, I'm going to support you from a farmer, brother. Right. I like that.
What's actually crazy about that, I have a lot of military friends. So they told me that they can get me at least 100, 110 for a ticket. So I'm thinking about each person could bring $500 or $400 just in case with the expenses. But I'm thinking, like, smart-wise, keep $100, go over to the foreign area, give them $100, flip that.
Yeah. We said, what country? You want to go to London?
London.
Okay. I think the...
And they love black people. So you never know what's going to happen in a week or something.
The only country that doesn't love black people is America. Let's get that straight.
Facts. And that's weird.
Everybody else y'all ain't even invited.
Y'all stole us and brought us over here.
Exactly. Y'all don't like us. Everybody else loves us. They want us everywhere. Matter China, fact, freaking Europe.
Some of my family was already here.
Oh, yeah, because you got that Native American in you.
You're Native American?
Maybe like a half percentage.
You can't tell by the hair.
They try to claim that Native Americans were like the matter of fact, they were the first slaves.
Yep.
Yeah. They basically were, because
you know, it's slavery still going in Africa now. Going on in Africa now.
Yeah, black people.
Yeah, there's slavery in Virginia.
The whole it's we called, can talk about the whole system.
It's called prison.
Slavery.
Prison.
Oh yeah, that's a real thing. They really be like, when you go to prison, that's basically your whole, they take everything away from you.
Facts.
And they make you work for free and all this extra stuff that you got to do.
Just I heard that the two things that people don't know is jail and military is a test, the human test experiments. They test people in jails and they test people in military. And people in the military don't understand that they slaves too.
Right.
You might get paid. But
you signed your life, but you gotta do whatever they want you to
that's
do.
Right.
If you don't, you're going to jail.
Right.
And you're gonna do
if
they
you're
want
a college
you for free.
Student and they do the little draft thing or whatever, we don't have to go because we're in college. I'm staying in college.
Facts.
You didn't know that?
They tried me with that. Email, calling me.
Really?
Thought I was going to reply.
They sent me a card as soon as I turned 18. I lost that card. Honestly.
Oh, yeah, they sent me a card, too.
I don't know where
I opened
it is.
The mail. I closed it right back up and threw it in the trash. I'm not
good. You're supposed to keep it. I know it's at my house somewhere, but
you're supposed
to keep
it? Yeah. For what?
I don't know.
If I ain't going to sign it, I was supposed to keep it.
Just to look at it.
Just to say, ugh, be disgusted with it. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, man, that's why I ain't getting in the military.
I'm not.
People was telling me so many things, like, bro, don't get in the military. And I was like, I'll tell so many, ask so many people, like, how would I do my music in the military?
They claim, everybody who likes the military claims you can do so much in the military, but in all reality, you can only do what they let you to do. You know what I mean? It's like, at the end
of
the day,
you gotta do what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
I'm not about
and
to
even
do
in your free time, you can only do what they let you do.
I'm gonna do what I wanna do.
And I can't deal with that.
Mm-mm. Right.
But, paper, I would love to keep this, keep going, but. Paper due 11:59.
Yeah.
So I can't be playing with too much time. So you got any more questions?
No.
I don't think.
I'm Tay.
And I'm Za.
And we're the Real Talk Crew.
Yeah, and we had Sai
and up in here.
Go ahead and give them your social and stuff like that real
Facts.
Quick.
Hey, follow me on Instagram at CYFFALEYENDA. And the last name, which people always get confused with, means legend. So in short terms, if you don't feel like speaking no Spanish, just say Cypher the Legend.
Hey, yo, Cy, you bring some music in for us, man?
Yeah, man. I'm about to play y'all my Up freestyle. Freestyle the whole song, produce the whole beat as well.
Yeah. Chill, yeah, all night I was all up in it, touching, feeling, kissing, pulling hair. We just met 3 days ago, we loving like it's 3 years. She said she just wanna be more than friends, told her same here. Shh, let me show you how I play a role here. For show, yeah, sex in the kitchen, legs up on me, yeah. Now let's head to the bed with this, oh yeah. Giving you the climax from the back, girl, oh yeah. Say my name aloud as you ride it, oh yeah. Nails done, hair done, everything did. You gon' show all these women out here who the realest is. I told my ex girl, you know competition to my main chick. But my ex is the type of chick you just hit it quit. I need a ride or die, Bonnie to my Clyde. Your loving gets me hooked, damn girl, it gets me hot. Tell your nigga he the man, you can get this all night. Tell your nigga he the man, cause you can get this all night, oh yeah.
I just need a ride or die. I want a girl that's down to fly. That's what I want. Tell me, is you in the rap? Is it real love or is it the clout? That's what I need. Can you be my future girl? Can you picture yourself in my world? Oh, baby. You will be forever by my side. I need a ride or die.
Yeah. I want you right now, but it's hard to find you. Investigating right now, trying to find you. To get you is not an easy ride through. Got all these doors raining on me. I'm looking around like, where's my dream girl? Where? One with the hills, independent, rocking pearls. Right. Not the ones giving head to the whole world. If that's the case, I got 2, 3, 4 girls. I need a girl who wanna settle down type girl. Take an hour, get dressed type girl. Independent, ambitious type girl. The one buys dinner every night type girl. Hell no, I'm just playing. I need me chef type girl. A girl keep me super bright type girl. If you can roll with that, then I take care of you. We can be so hot like a parachute. Buy expensive clothes, buy expensive shoes. I'ma keep it on hold, cause right now I'm broke, boo. But once I make it, they will be right in your room. Moving out your mom's grill, living on the hills. You would think we're Buffalo with all them damn bills. I promise you, baby, we forever eating meals, and that's real. We forever eating meals, and that's real. You out here making a killer with no sex appeal. High standards, but you still make me feel. High standards, but you still make me feel. And that's real, and that's real. And that's real, and that's real.
This song for all the girls in the world. You know what it is. Chill world.